Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Imagine if you're the ground and somebody looked at you and they said, you know, I really want you to produce. I want good things to come out of you. And you never, as the ground, piece of ground you never produced before. The first thing that they're going to do to the ground, to the soil in the ground, is they're going to break it up. They're going to de-weed it. They're going to put things, nutrients in that soil and prepare the soil for a great harvest. And what you're going to see and what you're beginning to see and it's going to continue to see is a tilling of the soil of men's hearts. And maybe you've been ministering to people for years and they're just religiously stuck or they're just stuck outside of anything to do with God. But they're just, they have all these addictions and distractions. And so when all that stuff's cut off, they're confronted with the very thing that they've been scared of and they've been running from, themselves and God. And so what are they going to do? This is a perfect time for us to be able to tell them how much God loves them and has a plan for their life. No, this is not God doing this. This is God turning us over to our decisions as a nation and as a people. And when you're seeing too, you know, you're seeing all these refugees coming over the borders and, you know, people are saying, oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. This is, oh my goodness, this is bad. This is bad. Well, there are refugees that were Arab and they're being pushed out of the Muslim nations because they're not Muslim enough or they're not, they're Christians or they're non-Christians, but they're not willing to submit to Islam. And they're being converted. As a matter of fact, you can see right here. I want you to see this. These are Muslims. What you're going to see is God loves every human being on the face of the earth, and He wants them to know Him. He doesn't want anybody to die outside of knowing Him. And so this is the opportunity that we can embrace the masses and begin to evangelize. And you have to shake yourself. If you've been involved in some sort of religious movement that never thought about anybody outside of your building, that's the wrong mindset. You know, God saved you and called you to go into all the world and tell everybody about Him and those that believe to baptize them and to baptize them in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and to teach them His teachings and how to follow them, to disciple them. That's what we're called to do. As a matter of fact, take a look at what's happening in Germany with these refugees. This needs to happen in your own cities. Take a look.
In Germany, hundreds of Muslim refugees are turning to Christ at a Berlin church. The Evangelical Trinity Church has swelled from 150 to 600 members in just 2 years, and many are Muslims fleeing Iran and Afghanistan.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I feel like I am born again.
Many refugees are seeking asylum in Germany, and converting to Christianity increases their chances of staying there. If they're sent home, converts can be persecuted, even put to death for leaving Islam. The church's pastor says he believes the power of Christ is changing their lives.
I know that sometimes people also come here because their hope is that they will be granted asylum status. I invite people like this in because I think that coming here does change people despite their original motivation for doing so.
Pastor Martin says 90% of those who are baptized return.
90%.
Wow.
Yeah, who would have ever thunk, you know, if the Lord says, you're not going to go to the mission field, I'm going to bring the mission field
right
to you.
Get ready.
How loving is God?
That's beautiful.
And He wants you to know about Him. And so we get back from this break, we're going to talk about this progression, you know, what's it going to be like during this time of transition? How's God going to take care of His own? You know, what is His promises to us? What is His responses going to be to those that didn't listen to Him? And no matter how many times they were told they didn't listen, we're going to talk about that so you can differentiate between that's not going to be you if you walk with God, because God says He'll protect you and He'll stay with you. And it's very encouraging because God's desire is to make His thoughts known to us, to share His heart with us, to live His life with our life. He wants us to have communion with Him. That's what He wants. And but we have to make that choice. And what He's doing, as we'll find out, He's kind of just letting those that decided to go this direction says, okay, I'll just let it go that direction, eating the fruit of our own choices. But understand, for those that are his, good things are in store. The best days for the church are ahead. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.